Welcome to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
And me, Leone Dyer. We are two good friends navigating the twists and turns of that middle part of life, and we are laughing our way through it.
Don't get us wrong, it's not all that funny all the time. There's so much we are unprepared for. Adult children, changing bodies, aging parents. We want you to know that you are not alone in these challenges. So sit back, get a front row seat as we share true life stories with a fresh perspective and just a pinch of irreverence. And That's When I Realized starts now.
Hello, hello, welcome to And That's When I Realized. I'm Leone Dyer.
And I'm Susan Dolce.
And Susan and I are best friends who have, we've been getting together, was it before the pandemic or during?
Before and during, but yeah.
Okay. And every Friday we would get together and discuss our week and our joys and the challenges. And we kind of realized that when we were in our 20s or 30s, we thought we would have this figured out. And we don't.
So this meaning midlife. Yeah.
Right. That we would no longer have challenges and we wouldn't be bothered by our triggers and we would somehow just, life would be grand at this stage. So this show is about tackling the comedy and the truth of midlife. And today's show is finding your purpose in midlife. So grab a cup of coffee, iced tea, whatever you're drinking, and join us.
Midlife and purpose. So it's, yes. So there seems to be like, there's always, that's the intersection for, it seems like for every person, right? And when they get to about their, you know, mid 50s, 60s, I'm sorry, my chair is squeaky, everybody, I apologize.
Yeah, okay.
So we're gonna have a squeaky chair today and we might have some landscapers blowing leaves or whatever. So we got some natural sound effects going on. Anyway, I guess my question for you is, what's the difference, or is there a difference between finding your purpose and a midlife crisis?
Oh, wow. You jumped right in that.
Because
the deep end of the pool. We're not wading in, testing the waters.
No.
I think, this is my thing, I think you have a midlife crisis because you're not living your purpose. So I think that when people have a midlife crisis, so, you know, they go out and buy the fancy car or they, you know, quit their job and I don't know, like
get a divorce.
Oh, I didn't get a divorce. I quit my job. But it's because you're not happy. And the reason you're not happy is because you are not aligned with your life purpose.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Do you think there's any truth to though that it's like that the, so let's say your life expectancy is, you know, probably not going to be 100, but that your life is also half over and like mortality is kind of staring you in the face. Like I think midlife, I guess to me, the difference is a midlife crisis is that, oh my God, my life is half over. What have I done with my life? What do I look like? What are my relationships like? Again, like what is my work environment like? And I think it's that time where we all kind of like, it smacks us in the face and mm-hmm. we have to readdress. We're, like you said, we're not happy on some level, but I don't think every midlife crisis results in somebody finding their purpose.
Oh, no. I don't think it results in finding your purpose. No. I think for people to find their purpose, they have to be open to receive whatever messages that are being given. Like, this is it. Like, you know, like that, trying to think of an analogy, but just where you know, like when you found your mate, you know, like when you and Phil, you knew it wasn't like, yeah, I don't know about this one.
Well, I don't know. I was kind of hesitant for a If he's listening and he could tell the story, he would be like, he was not going to let me walk away. Cause I was like, I don't want to be in a relationship right now. You're a really nice guy.
Okay. That was totally, this will definitely be a show in the upcoming future, or because I too, and for any of my friends that are watching who've known Dan and I throughout our marriage, Dan asked me to marry him and I said, no. I was like, no. And then I finally like, well, okay, what else do we have to do? Sure, let's do it. You know, so 30 some years later, here we are. But when you know when something just feels right, you know it. Like when you, like what, have you purchased something and you knew without hesitation, that's what you were supposed to have. Like that was the perfect fit.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think when we find our purpose, even if it's not like, and I think our purposes can shift and morph. So if you start out with something, I think it can channel to another element or something bigger or something smaller or another purpose. But I think that if the reason you're not happy is because you're not living the life you are supposed to be living. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
And I think that's the struggle. So I think when we have these midlife crises, we're not happy. There's an element that's not happy in our life. So, I suppose someone could be living their midlife crisis and their personal life is just crap. Like, you know, their spouse isn't connecting with them. Their children are, I don't know, what are children doing? Just
doing adult children things that they
do. Doing adult children things. And we love you kids. We do. We do. But and so I suppose, you know, like you could be living your purpose, but there is this other element that's not working for you and you're not happy. But yeah, I think it's when you're not living your purpose that you're truly not, you're trying to find happiness.
Yeah. Yeah. So would you say that you feel like you're living your purpose now?
I feel I'm on the right highway, mm-hmm. but I'm not in the express lane. Mm. I'm in rush hour traffic and everyone else is around me. And I just need everyone just to get over. So I can just, yeah, that will be another show when I can't say no.
So Katie, one of my kids who actually mm-hmm. does some work for Leon also on the side. I'm just putting out there full disclosure. Katie said to me, she's like, Mom, you ask Leon too many questions on your show. She's like, it's like you're interviewing her. And I'm like, but I'm asking questions that are pertinent to the show. So Katie, I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm interviewing Leon, but I just have questions. So I would like to go back to.
Hold on, Katie. Katie, quickly text me during break and I will ask your mother questions. Send me questions, Katie.
So I would like to know, was when you quit your job, so you're a teacher, mm-hmm. for how many mm-hmm. years were you teaching?
About 15, 16.
Special education teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you quit your job, did you quit because it wasn't fulfilling anymore or because you'd kind of had enough? Or
I knew there were always things that I didn't like about the job, and it was the paperwork. It was, mm-hmm. It was never the students. And it really wasn't, for the most part, the people I worked with. It was the red tape, the mm-hmm. documentation, the trying to maneuver statistics into the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And when it became more about the numbers than about the student, mm-hmm. However, it was always like that. And when the last year and a half of my job, or working, I wasn't waking up every morning like, yes, I get to go and see the kids.
Mm-hmm. So when you did leave, was it because you wanted to explore something more purpose-driven? Because, yeah, I mean, being 100%. A special education teacher is very, I mean, a lot of people would look at that and say, like, that's a really, you know, takes a specific kind of person to be able to do that day in mm-hmm. and day out. And you also coached Special Olympics. And so you have like stuff mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people would think was purposeful mm-hmm. and probably fulfilling in a lot of ways. But back to my original question. So when you left, because my experience is so different, and we'll talk about that when we come back from break. But was your hope to then find something that was going to fulfill you more?
I did not leave thinking I was going to find my purpose. I left because I heard that voice, or I heard the voices screaming at me at times that I needed to leave. Mm-hmm. And I think the reason I started noticing all the things I didn't like about my job was because I was picking up on the notices or the signs or the signals or, you know, the smack in the face from the universe that, hey, you need to move on and go do something different. You're done. And plus, I didn't want to be that teacher who worked with kids who clearly should have left teaching. You know, mm-hmm. they're just holding on until retirement. And there are some teachers who stay until their last day that they can possibly work. And they're wonderful people. I mean, they could continue for until they're 100. But there are people, regardless if you're a teacher or a mechanic or nurse, doctor, whatever, that it gets to the point where you're no longer happy. You're just not happy. And you're not, mm-hmm. no one around you is happy.
Yeah.
So yeah. When I left, I cried. The day I gave my notice, I cried that entire night. I went and I think I was miserable for a week. And then I was like, okay, let's figure out what I'm doing.
Yep. And next, act three, right?
Act three, yeah.
We're coming up on a break. And because when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, because my experience was very different, but I kind of feel like our paths crossed in finding our purpose. That's how we kind of met. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah. We're going to talk about that when we come back, about how we got together, how we met each other, how our paths crossed and our purposes crossed. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we'll be right back.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBetton.com.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga when success feels easy. Every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on LLL, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose.
Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Rocking 80s vibe and our theme music. Hey, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce, and I'm here with my partner in crime, Leon Dyer. And we're talking about finding your life purpose today, especially in midlife, those things seem to intersect, midlife and purpose. And before the break, we were talking about how Leon, how you walked away from a career as a special ed teacher, mostly because of just the bureaucracy and the red tape and stuff. And I was a stay-at-home mom for 25 years. I was in corporate America before I had my kids, and then I got pregnant on my honeymoon. Whoop, whoop. And and so decided that, you know, being a stay-at-home mom was what I wanted to do. We both agreed on that. And I fell into that, you know, and we talk about this. We're going to talk about it more in depth on another show. But that whole sandwich generation I think I was 45 when my dad died. And then I needed to move my mom to where we were, and taking care of my mom and taking care of my kids. And
so when you were 45, when your dad passed, mm-hmm. What ages were your kids?
I think I was 45. I really am bad at math.
Approximately.
So, yeah. Elizabeth was in third grade, Katie was in sixth, and Juliana was a freshman in high school.
Yeah. So clearly still raising kids.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so when, I think it was when Katie, you'd have to help me with the years, but it's been 4 years, right? When we met doing the Diamond Process Coach training.
We met 2017.
Yeah. So that was the year Katie graduated. So I was like, I could see that my kids were going to be, my nest was beginning to empty.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to have a plan. Because I don't want to be that mom who is, you know, invading every aspect of my children's life because I don't feel relevant anymore and I have no idea what to do with myself. Mm-hmm. So that's when, so I started a blog somewhere before that, and everything just sort of progressed to me saying that, you know, this life coaching thing sounds like my jam. Because it feels like, fulfilling, it feels purpose driven. Mm-hmm. I felt really comfortable in that role. I kind of like people would always come to me for advice and stuff like that anyway. So it was just seemed like a really natural extension of what I'd been doing my whole life. And that's how we met.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, I didn't take the class, oddly enough, to become a coach. And so Susan and I are both life coaches. We're Diamond Process life coaches. And that's where we met. We were both put in the same team. and so we've actually been meeting for a very long time.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, we have. But my goal at that point wasn't to be a life coach. It was just to finish the Diamond Process self-coaching program, but in a different level. And And I think that kind of like that goes back to when you follow the notes or the hints that you're receiving from whatever you want to say, the divine, God, the universe. And I allowed myself after I left my job to surrender and just be like, okay, we're just going to let this go. And I was able to just kind of float along. And if something didn't feel right, no, I didn't do it. And if something felt like, okay, it had a little bit of energy to it, I continued with it. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue. I am a slow learner for sure. It's taken me many multiple tries to get multiple accomplishments in my life. And finding my purpose, I didn't fall into it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. And I think that's part of, I think that's what I was going to get to next was that, it's a period of discernment, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, I don't think you just wake up one day and go, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And you know, it's about exploring, about maybe pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And confidence and courage to say, you know, I might fail at this, but I don't have anything to lose. Mm-hmm. Because
I'm going to ask you, okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Finish. I have a question for you.
I think when we are trying to discern what lights us up and mm-hmm. where we feel we're going to make a contribution, and that even if, you know, I'm going to put it out there, even if I don't make money at this contribution, because it doesn't, finding your purpose and living your purpose or living a purpose-driven life doesn't necessarily have to equate to an income or a job or a title.
Yes.
So okay. I don't want people to think that we're talking about like finding your purpose in a job. It's like, it's about, at least for me, it's about my legacy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's why we're friends. Yes. Because we get it. No. Yeah. This isn't me helping women feel worthy has nothing to do with making money. Mm-hmm. Nothing. If I make no money, and, you know, and yes, I do charge. but there are, I mean, it's not about the money. And I think, I mean, I come from a family of doers. And probably, unfortunately, I've taken that on a little too much because I do a lot. I serve for a lot of different parts of my life. Mm-hmm. But none of it is earning me money. I mean, none of it is for a job. I am, I volunteer. Special Olympics is all volunteer. Mm-hmm. But if that is your purpose, then you know it. It doesn't matter because it's not a job. It's not a struggle. You're just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's about, I'm sorry, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt you. I think it's about, in the work that we do, in the Diamond Process work that we do, a lot of times we'll use the term North Star, not an uncommon term. And finding that thing that feeds your soul, that feeds your higher self, that you can now go out and be of service in, mm-hmm. or, I mean, at least I guess I say it that way because that's how it is for me. For me, my North Star is about service. Mm-hmm. And like I run my business, I run this show, my other show on the three words, serve, inspire, and educate. And, I think when that all comes together, I think it's this magical mm-hmm. equation of purpose and doing work that you love. And if that can all come together, it's just like this freaking awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Magical.
I have the three things when my son was born, and I have no clue where, well, I know where it came from. It wasn't from me. Like, most amazing words of wisdom that come out of my mouth are not from me. I'm just, sometimes I'm even like, wow, that was good. Hold on. Let me write that down. But when Alex was born, I remember holding him and Dan was next to me, or maybe Dan was holding him and I was just there. But I remember looking at him and like being that, like that goofiness, like, hey, we're mom and dad, you know, like we're introducing him to us. And saying, and I told him I had no expectations for him other than to be honest, or well, to be respectful, to be true to yourself, and to be of service. And that's kind of been, and then that's been kind of the guide for my children and for Dan and I, or for me mostly. And if you are being, if you're true to yourself, then I think you are living, then you do find your purpose if you're being true to yourself. And if you're being respectful to yourself and to others, and being of service just fall, that just happens.
So that's a perfect segue into a quote that I'm going to bring up. And I want to talk about this more in the next segment. But it's a quote by Rick Warren. And he says that if you want to find your purpose in life, find your wound.
Oh,
yeah.
Find your wound. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty, I mean, because I feel based on the way my work is, I'm going off in a slightly different direction with the niche of the coaching that I'm going to be doing. And it is entirely, no, I shouldn't say entirely wrapped up in my wound, but I think if, I don't want to get too much into that because I also want to talk about retirement. If retirement also affords, yes, affords people more of an opportunity to discern their purpose. Because I kind of feel like I've always been retired, but I haven't. I've been a full-time mom, but because I haven't had a full-time paying job, yes. I've always kind of felt like I was skating along and had, you know, people would look at me and they think, well, you've got all this free time. No, you don't have free time when you're raising a family and taking care of them.
Oh, no. I can honestly tell you, a lot of people think I'm retired. So I'll see them like, hey, how's retirement? I have no time. I had more time when I worked and was getting my degree and was raising my children than I do now.
Yeah. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I want to dig into that wound topic a little bit, because I think there's a lot to unpack there. Yeah. You're listening to And That's When I Realized. I'm Susan Dolce. I'm here with Leon Dyer, and we're going to be right back.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, Life Coach Ricky Schwartz, at MyTurnLifeCoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're a mom, you're probably hard-pressed to think of things you wouldn't do for your child's well-being. What if I told you the greatest thing you could do for your kid's development is focus on your own development? When you work on yourself, you begin to show up better for the people you love. Tune into Imperfect Momming with Alicia Lyons on your favorite podcast platforms. Learn more about me at alishalyons.com. alishalyons.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Hey, we're back. We're talking about life purpose today. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and I'm Susan Dolce. I'm hanging out with one of my best buds who is also finding her life purpose in midlife. And again, this is also the truth and comedy of midlife, because we have in the next segment, I'm getting a little ahead. We took a life purpose quiz, and we're going to talk about that and some of the interesting facts about people. I was just going to say old people.
Susan,
I don't know. What do we call ourselves? I don't know what to call myself.
We are.
I'm not a senior yet. You're not a senior citizen until 65 now, right? Isn't that how that works?
I'm not putting labels. I just did a thing on not. I'm not going to label myself.
No. Anyway, yeah. So before the break, we were talking about. I brought up a quote from Rick Warren, and he said, "If you want to find your purpose in life, find your wound." And that was sort of a big aha for me when I read that, because I think. I'm a huge fan of Richard Rohr. I know you know that. And one of the things he talks about in all of his books several of his books is like sort of the segments that we go through in life, right? Mm-hmm. When we're young and we're very ego driven. And that's, you know, he's not saying that's a bad thing. Our ego's there to protect us. It, you know, keeps us insulated from harm and unconscious people and the world. And then we kind of had that, you know, like the 20s to 40s, where we're basically just in the grind. We're raising our kids. Mm-hmm. We're working. We're just trying to, you know, keep the family fed and a house on a roof over our heads and all that. And then a house over our heads.
A house on the ground.
And then in the later years, I'll say that, in the later years, we kind of get to this point where we... Our mortality is kind of right in front of us. You know, we can see that we've got maybe, you know, 20, 30 more years, good years, hopefully ahead of us. Mm-hmm. And then we start going, okay, what did my life mean? What significance did my life have? What, you know, did my life matter? Mm-hmm. And so I think because our mortality is kind of smacking us in the face, we kind of are having this, okay, maybe this is my last chance to fix all the stupid stuff that I did in my younger years, make amends, like, you know, you kind of wake up to all of the mm-hmm. silly things that we did or the things or how unconscious we were moving about in our lives in our 20s and 30s and mostly 40s. And not to beat ourselves up about that, because we were surviving, but to actually take a step back and look at the bigger picture and look at our connection to a higher power, God, mm-hmm. whatever you choose to call it. And so back to the Rick Warren thing, I think if we explore the wound And if we can, if the wound is healed, that's the, that's the key. If the wound is healed, then we just, we're like, I just want everybody to know how I healed my wound. Think of all of the people that you see on Instagram and Facebook who are like, this is how I found my inner peace. This is how I conquered this demon.
No, you know what? When you said that in the last segment, I was like, "Whoa, that's, I don't know. Let me think, you know, but 100%. Because I think my aha moment, like I need to figure this out, was not my maybe it was my midlife. I don't know. But it was at, you know,
numbers.
37. It was at the age of 37. And I was diagnosed with an aggressive cancer. And I don't want to get into it because we actually are going to talk about that in another segment, but I mean, another a show. But I knew that I had to get out of my shipwreck mindset, my shipwreck moment, which was me surviving everything that I was holding on to. And I did it. And when you were talking, I realized, wow, I kind of like made it to the shore from my shipwreck. That where I felt like I had come like, okay, I get it. I'm healing. Mm-hmm. And then I quit my job. Mm-hmm. It happened at the same time. And I just realized that now. I will say, I did go into special ed though. I will say, I went into special ed because of everything I did in my 20s. I thought I need to redeem myself. I need to go because, you know, there was some bad mojo happening there. And I got to go serve in a good way. And so, yeah. So totally, I 100%. I am. And I'm going to change my answer on this quiz too now.
So you work with women who struggle with emotional hunger, right? And unworthiness. And so would you say that that's your purpose came from your healed wound?
100%. And I'm still, and just so, you know, I have not conquered the beast. Mm-hmm. The beast and I are on terms. We know the words to say and, you know, how far to push each other. So I'm still struggling, but I know what it takes for someone who is in that survival mode. And I call it the shipwreck years because it's, everyone can visualize what it would be to be shipwrecked and to be in the water and whatever, alone or not alone or hanging onto a raft or whatever it is, it's not a pretty sight and you don't feel secure. Mm-hmm. And that's how I felt a large portion of my life. And so, yeah, I mean, I was able to overcome that. And yes, I want to share it with anyone who feels unworthy to be true to themselves and who hides that by emotional eating. Who hides it because they don't, when you're so unhappy because you're not finding in those shipwreck moments.
Mm-hmm. And when you're working with somebody like that and they do have that breakthrough.
Oh.
You feel like $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Like I just had another baby.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so like,
how about you? I'm going to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm on week 22 of the Institute for Parenting coach training. And this, the deeper and deeper I get into this work, this is my jam. Like, this is my purpose. And I kind of had to, the work that I'm going to be doing is very similar to the Diamond Process work that we do, just with more science behind it, because, you know, kids have attachments and nervous systems, and so do we. And so when I think back to that, like I had a pretty awesome childhood. But, you know, we all have stuff, shabib, that we, you know, had to deal with from our upbringing and the way we were parented. And I remember when I was pregnant with my oldest child, to me, my biggest job as a parent was not just to raise this tiny human, but it was, how do I nurture her soul? How do I connect with this little being, not just as a tiny baby that, you know, needs to be fed and, you know, and also needs connection, but even deeper than that, like her soul, like, how do I help her grow into be the fullest expressed version of herself? And really, that's the goal of the true mission of the parent coaching that I'm going to be doing is truly building bonds between families and siblings and with your children and exploring those connections in ways that you can foster your children's fullest potential.
So did you have to heal a wound to get to that, to get to where you are?
Right. And that's what I was asking myself. I don't know if I, well,
because I have to be honest, you are what's the, you know, like the perfect sitcom 1950s, you know, mother. I mean, you are the perfect, you're the one who made all the clothes and, you know, and I duct taped my kids' clothes together because I couldn't sew. I mean, So you are like, you are a beautiful, brilliant, loving mother.
Oh, thank you. And so I think it was a desire to just, you know, to be seen and heard more fully than I was. You know, my brothers are 12 and 9 years older than me. I was like functional only child. Whew, say that three times. And I mean, my parents were, you know, great parents. They had their things, they had their issues, you know, and stuff that came up for them that carried over onto me. But I think it was wanting to, that deep need of being seen and heard in a deeper way than I was afforded as a child. So yeah, I think it did come.
And is that, so, okay. So yeah, that was a wound that you had to heal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think we all have to do that as coaches. I mean, we can only take people as far as we've gone ourselves. So if we're not going to heal those wounds. Yeah. We could keep talking, but we have one more break.
I know, we still have to talk about retirement in this quiz.
Well, yeah, we're going to talk about this quiz when we can. There's a quiz, Berkeley quiz, the purpose in life quiz results. And we both took these tests independently of each other, and now we're going to share our results, but we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to And That's When I Realized, and we will be right back.
Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
In my squeaky chair, I'm jamming to the music.
Did you go to clubs in the 80s?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
I did. That's why I became a special ed teacher.
Why did I not? Because I was married too young. That's why I did not go to clubs in the 80s. So, not to this husband. Been married, let's see, in 3 weeks? 28 years. Whoop, 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 whoop. Okay. So we took a quiz. So when we were prepping for this show and talking about finding our purpose, we found a quiz that's, it's a Berkeley. Mm-hmm. It's a greater good. It's not society, greatergood.com. It's, from Berkeley, .edu. And do you remember how many questions there were? Was it like 20 questions?
20 something, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty extensive.
Like the last like 3 or 4 were like, where do you live?
Yeah. Yeah, so if you're interested in seeing what we did, it's greatergood.berkeley.edu.quizzes. And so who's going first? And then I'm going to share. Well, wait a minute. I want to share some of the data around this because, we're not going to get to the, maybe we will, but, that this is one of the phrases that I couldn't keep it together. I thought this was so funny. So Patrick Hill of Washington University's Purpose, Aging, Transitions, and Health Lab and his colleagues have also found important advantages for purposeful adults, including better cognitive functioning. Okay, well, we get that, right? Because, if you keep building new synapses or, keeping your brain active, right?
Yeah.
Very important to me. Greater longevity. Okay, right? Because you have connection, you have purpose, you have social engagement. And they're also more likely to... exercise, go to the doctor, and floss their teeth.
Okay. I think that is because if you're not happy, maybe you don't care about your hygiene. That's odd. We're not giving this quiz any credit now.
Well, but the thing is, is this going to be a question for my dentist? Is like, he'll be like, you must go find your purpose. So I need you to floss more.
I don't even want to talk about dentists right now. I'm having a, yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm going to get, first of all, I'm going to tell you what my score is, but can I guess what yours was?
Sure.
I'm going to say 68.
I got 60 out of 70.
Shut up. Me too. I would have, I am stunned. Katie, if you're listening, stunned. Wow. I would have 100%. When I got 60, I was like, you're kidding me. Why didn't I get 70? yeah, I got 62.
Yeah. So it says your purpose score is 60 out of 70, indicating a high level of purpose.
Yeah, mine too. I wonder how we could get a perfect score.
Lie.
I guess I'd have to. I know. Not be true to yourself.
Yeah, it says your score suggests that you have a purpose that shapes the smaller decisions in your life and imbues it with meaning.
I think I do. Yeah. think you do. Yeah, I wanted to touch really quick before we swing out of here about retirement. Do people who are retired have a better, not a better chance, but are they able to find their purpose with ease?
Are you asking me?
Sure.
I'm not retired. I don't. I don't know if it provides more ease necessarily, but I think the fact that things have slowed down for you, at least this is how I would see it in retirement, that you probably have some more money. There's some money in the bank, or you're, a little bit financially secure. Your life is slower. Hopefully, if you have an abundance of friends, you have, great social interaction, which I can't say I have. and so I think that, especially, I'm going to use my father-in-law as an example. Oh God, I hope he's not listening. I don't think he knows I have this show. But he was a Chicago cop for, at least 25 years. And so they had to live in the city. They were required to. And the minute he retired, they pulled chocks and they went as far away from the city as they possibly could go. Well, because my mother-in-law wanted to finally be in a suburb. But he was taken away from all of his friends and all of his social network and all of the things that he would have continued to do were an hour drive away. So he did not find his purpose. and so I think, I think it's kind of how you navigate that those end years, but I think that time is ripe to figure out what you want to leave behind. And we have three minutes till the end of the show, and we have other things to talk about.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So Leon's a sticky note fanatic.
I have sticky notes all over.
And if you've been listening to our show, you will know that we close the show with a sticky note. Because why?
Well, because life has not given us a manual, our midlife manual, or at least one that we haven't found. So we're giving you one sticky note at a time. And today's sticky note is, the purpose of life is a life of purpose.
And that's Robert Byrne, whoever that is.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry that I don't
know my sticky.
Is, but yeah, but the purpose of life is a life of purpose.
The purpose.
And I think everybody wants that, whether it's raising a family or volunteering or... but just at the end of the day, at the end of our lives, we want to know that our lives mattered.
Yeah.
And that we made a difference.
And I think for everyone who's like, I don't know if I'm living my purpose, if you are happy and if you're being true to yourself, then that's, then you're living your purpose.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a, so if you can find out more about Leon at leondyer.com, that's LEONEDYER.com. You can find out, more about my stuff at SusanDolci.com, DOLCI, but, just because it's pertinent, it's relevant to this that I want to bring it up. I have a freebie over on my website. So if you go to click on the circle that's on the left, it says free downloads. But I have a free worksheet that's called A Mom's Guide to Building a Life Without Children. And I just wanted to plug that really quickly. Again, it is free, but I think like I kind of had to walk through that, you know, like it's 10 questions and it's sort of like just taking stock of what's going, you know, where you are in your life, where do you want to go? What's working? What's not working? What lights you up? So it kind of nudges you in the direction of finding, you know, your purpose, or at least, you know, the beginning of act three, you know, the show opener to act three.
Yeah. Or just finding like, and even exploring what makes you happy and what lights you up to lead you to that purpose.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So this has been fun. I hope that everybody is exploring finding their purpose. This has been a really fun show today, now that the landscapers are gone. And yes. So we have one reminder that we always want to send you away with, and that is that age, your age, is just the number of years that the world has been enjoying you. It's just a number. Thanks for listening, everybody. This has been a great show. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here with us today on And That's When I Realized. We are here to shed some light on the misconceptions around midlife by sharing real life stories and a fresh perspective.
Look, we know it's not easy. The change is constant and inevitable. Let's explore what it means to move through challenges with a dose of humor and embrace each challenge, each new discovery with a higher sense of understanding. We hope you heard something today that made you laugh and recognize the truth and comedy of midlife. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.